Okay. My name's Samantha Ferrier, and I'm a graduating senior this year at Oak Ridge High School. I went to Selma with everybody and had an amazing time, but I kind of want to talk about the people that I met there because they're so, like, diverse than, like, what you see up here. Like, when they say Southern hospitality, they really mean Southern hospitality. When we were on our tour with Joanne Bland, first thing she told us was, when I say hi, you say hi back. That's what we do down south. That's what it is. People will look at you funny if you don't. And so we'd all walk around in this big group. And it's not like we had a choice not to say hi to people because everybody was already talking to her. Everybody knew her in the community. Everybody knew who she was. Everybody addressed her the way she wanted to be addressed. Like, everybody was so nice, so respectful. It was really something else because even though we live in a small community, not everybody knows everybody like they did down south. Not everybody can sit there and talk about like their important role in the civil rights movement, and not everybody will sit there and take time and just stop what they're doing just to say hi. So that was like another cool thing. It was so different from us, and like we walked around this big group, and yeah, there was sometimes when we didn't say it because it's not custom to us, and so Mrs. Blaine would just be like, "Oh, you gotta excuse them. They're from the north," which was kind of embarrassing because I always thought we weren't that bad. But then I went down there, and they're so much nicer than us. As travels, you think that you're the only one who's actually reaching out to people and wanting to know their story, but it's not the case in Selma. Like, people came up to us and was just like, "Hey, where are you guys from? What are you guys doing here?" You know, and like they were genuinely interested in what we were doing and why we were there. We were about the civil rights movement and about their role and about how they live. And so it was like something that you wouldn't expect, I guess. Well, I didn't expect it, but it turned out really cool. I remember walking around the city, just looking at like the places and the churches and everything, and all of a sudden this guy calls out and was like, "Hey guys," and so we like stopped, and he was just talking to us, and like he talked about like his philosophy on life, and like they aren't afraid to like share like what they believe in and like share what they think is right. It was really cool because I didn't expect that he would just be so open. He wanted to talk about it, and then like he took time out of his day. I don't really think he actually had anything going on, but like he still like took time out of his day, and he walked us to the van, and we sat on the steps and talked to him about just everything and how he believes that like God is just everywhere, and that's why we build our houses the way we do, because they're in a point just like the cross. And it was really fascinating to me. And so, like, that was kind of a cool thing that I've never really experienced. Like, he was the one who, like, reached out to us. Really didn't have, like, a big part of the civil rights movement. But I guess, like, at that point when you talk to people, it isn't just about the civil rights movement. It's just realizing that people may be different from you. You can still be friends with them. And I think that teaches a lot, like, in our community about, like, being equal and, like, realizing that you can still be friends. You can be friends with a person of a different race or religion than you. When we were marching, it was another fascinating thing because here you're surrounded by thousands of people and they all knew the same song, you know, and like you only think, oh, you see them like in movies and like when everybody busts out in a song and you're just like, that's not even realistic. But then I went down south and we were marching across the bridge and everybody's just singing "We Shall Overcome" and "This Little Light of Mine." Like, there's so many, like, everybody knows from like 5-year-olds were singing it, and then next to them was their great grandma who was walking across the bridge. It was just like an amazing experience. There may be over 120 churches in Selma, but yeah, everybody was on the same page that day. Everybody knew what was going on. Like, everybody was united, and it was, I don't know, it was a fascinating thing to see because I never thought that was possible. Like, the people are just so cool. Like, they teach you so much, even if they're not a part of the civil rights movement, and I just had so much fun down there. Like, yeah, I learned about the civil rights movement, you know, but I also learned about life in general through the people. I learned about how it's not like people are resisting and people are holding grudges against the white people for how we oppressed and discriminated against the black people. They're ready to like realize Martin Luther King's dream, and it just takes us. Like, I learned so much just about, like, life and just acceptance and just everything. It was amazing. I love this South. Not a 3, not a 4, not a 5.